Intermezzo is brought to you in part by Golden Fowler Home Furnishings, Traverse City's original furniture store, where you'll discover furniture you'll love to come home to.
Welcome to Intermezzo from Interlochen Public Radio, where we'll take a few minutes to bounce around some ideas about classical music.
I'm Christy Lesperance, and co-hosting with me this week is...
Brody.
Welcome back, Brody. It's Friday. And Brody...
The best day of the week.
Why is it the best day of the week?
Because there's no school tomorrow.
That's true. Brody, our rock expert, has taught us about four really cool rocks so far.
We've talked about green and black basalt, red sandstone with fish fossils in it, and red garnets and mica.
And today, our last day on Rock Music Week, what will we learn about?
Today, we are going to learn about some native copper.
So what do you mean by native copper?
So the reason why it's native is because the copper is actually found in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. So it's native around this area. I have a big sample here today that I will give to you.
Okay, so this is a lot more, has a lot more just gray and black, and I don't know that I would recognize it, but then at one point it's got a lot of what looks like shredded pennies in it.
Yeah, it's really cool. And you can even know that it's copper because some of it's actually oxidized, if you see the green.
Oh, yeah, like a really old penny.
And actually, if you didn't know, copper actually oxidizes over time.
So do you know where copper might find its way into things that people use every day?
Copper can be found in lots of different things. It could be found in pennies that we use basically every single day. It's also used in wiring for your house, so make sure you get the lights, electricity.
Right. Well, so you're right. It's in your wiring, your plumbing, in the bottoms of your kitchen pans, some of those, inside most of your appliances. It's actually in a cell phone.
Oh, yeah. For, like, the electric.
And before 1982, pennies had a whole lot more copper in them.
Yeah, they have a ton of copper. So if you actually find a penny from, like, way back then, that's full copper. Something actually really cool is that if you have, like, a dirty copper penny, you can put it in salt and vinegar to take it all off, so the brand new penny.
Well, we've been talking about where we find copper in the house. In the music world, copper is wrapped around piano strings. It's part of the mixture that creates brass instruments and flutes.
Yeah. I play brass,
that's
trombone.
Right. It's in your trombone, most likely, and alloy. And it's in percussion, you know, like a gong and things
like that.
Yeah. So, Brody, there's a contemporary composer who had a dad that was a lot like you. Joan Tower wrote this. She wrote, "My father was a geologist and a mining engineer, and I grew up loving everything to do with minerals and rocks. Copper is a heavy but flexible mineral that is used for many different purposes, and most brass instruments are made of copper." That's what Joan Tower wrote.
Mm.
And she loves minerals so much that she wrote a piece of music called Copper Wave for Brass Quintet. The copper in these instruments help them to sound warm and resonant and bright. Just listen.
Okay, that was actually really good. It's time, finally, to reveal this week's mystery melody. Were you able to name it? Here's the longer clip.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place, singing, "We will." We will rock you. We will
So this week's mystery melody is We Will Rock You by Queen. Congratulations if you got it.
Thanks for joining us for this exploration of rock music. And thanks to this week's co-host, Brody, for sharing his time and expertise with us. I'm Christy L'Esperance, producer and host of Intermezzo from Interlochen Public Radio. Additional production help comes from Amanda Sewell, Isabel Lee, and Rebecca Weinman. Interlochen Public Radio.